a little sister and a little brother for pneumonia. The doctors didn't know anything about doctoring on that. It was all foolish, just let those children die. I can see through it now.
back when you were on the farm, what kind of buildings did you have on the farm?
Well, it was just ordinary. It didn't have any ceiling in them, but it was just built with these cypress. We had a sawmill, and there was plenty of timber to cut and saw the timber, and we cut old timber and built these houses, sometime a four-room house, and the two rooms, and the shed rooms back there, kitchen and all. Colored people just piled up in them, and it wasn't much place, and they don't where they would live in one now like that.
What was the house where you grew up? Would you describe that?
I did.
What was the house like where you grew up?
We had a nice
describe
house.
That.
We had our old house burned. I know I can't think what time it was. I know I was going to Nelson Business School in Memphis when it burned up. I was a big boy when that burned, and we all moved out and found places in town here to move to. But we didn't like it, and we wanted to go back out there, and after a year or so, we built another home out there.
Did it have two stories?
Yes, it was two stories.
Would you describe the different rooms and what they were used for?
It was rooms that, kind of on one side of the house was one family, and on the other side was another, but we all ate and used the same kitchen and all. And
did you have a room for company? Did you have a room for company?
A room.
A room that you use just for company? The preacher come, where would you...
The upstairs of the place was just one big, we call it the bullpen up there. All of us boys would, the alcoves around there, and all of us had beds in those places. There was four places up there, had four beds upstairs.
And called that the bullpen, huh?
Yes.
And the preacher, say, or somebody would come to stay overnight, where would you keep him?
We'd take him upstairs, and we had plenty of room down there for him. It was a big house.
Where did the family stay most of the time?
They stayed right there together. My mother and my aunt were sisters. My daddy and Uncle Johnny were brothers. Brothers married sisters, you see. And they all lived together and raised a family together. That's six boys and one girl. I'm the oldest one of them.
Is that right?
And the only one can get about right now.
Is that right?
I started smoking after I was grown, after I married. I was 30 years old before I ever smoked a cigarette. But I got started smoking cigarettes, and I just smoked, constant smoking. I just got to coughing, and I just quit. I haven't smoked in years. And I got a brother 6 years younger than I am. He's dying over yonder right now with that emphysema. And I got another brother in Clarksdale. 12 years younger than I am. He went to work for this federal compress down here when they built it when he was a boy. And he retired over here a couple of years ago, still working for the federal compress. Just had one job all his life. Had one job. And he's taking that emphysema.
Same thing.
I got another brother in Belem, George Turner, the sheriff. He was sheriff here. He smokes, but he don't.